The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Back. Alan Ellis here, second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting and crabbing and firearms and the great outdoors, and we had a couple of very interesting callers the last hour. And now we have, this is really long distance, folks. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
I'm good. How are you this morning, Alan?
Good, thank you. How are things in New Zealand?
Very good. I just want to let you know, we went, my grandson and his friend, we went surf fishing last Saturday.
Okay.
And we did real well with some snappers. We went out on the west coast,
mm-hmm.
which is a black sand surf.
Yeah.
And where we live, either way you go, to the west coast or the east coast, we have to go over mountain ranges.
Sure.
So on our way out, we've seen hundreds of wild goats.
Sure.
And my grandson and his friend, they are both avid bow hunters.
Mm-hmm.
But the hills are way too steep for me to fool with at my age.
Mm-hmm. So are they going to undertake some hunting while they're there?
Well, they're going to go back.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it is, I guess you would say, public ground, public hunting.
Mm-hmm.
But we just went to surf fish last week.
Sure, sure.
We had a great time.
Good. Glad to hear it. I'm trying to envision, living there, being there, visiting there. I mean, I see it on these shows. I've thought about it for years. You know, you've got the abundance of game. You've got the red stag. You've got the chamois. You've got the tar. You've got the sika deer. You've got, you just have a variety of game that's just unbelievable. And now you tell me the wild goats and that type of thing. I mean, this is like the sportsman's paradise is New Zealand. And
yes, it's pretty amazing.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Now you're in your winter there now.
I let you know we're listening.
Sure. You're in the southern hemisphere, so you're in your winter now, right?
We are.
Yeah, we've been enduring temperatures in the 90s here. How's the weather where you are?
Well, we've had two or three frosts this winter,
mm-hmm.
but by lunchtime, we live in a subtropic.
Yeah. Sure.
So by lunchtime, it's 60, 65. We have lemon trees and a persimmon tree and stuff in our yard, so it produces lemons all year long.
Richard, you truly are living the dream, my friend. You truly are.
It's pretty nice.
Yes, indeed.
I never thought I'd be here at this time in my life, but, you know, you never know, Alan.
You never know. You never know what life's going to hand you. Just like in your case, life handed you lemons, and you're making lemonade every morning.
That's exactly right. All I'm right. Loving the lemonade, by the way.
Richard, I really...
Stay in touch. If you ever want to come down this way, I'll put you up, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Richard, I appreciate that. And appreciate you getting up at midnight to call the Outdoorsman Show.
Well, I'm just up listening for a bit.
I got you. All right, sir.
We'll be listening to you.
Appreciate it. Enjoy your retirement, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye. That is really something to get a caller from New Zealand. Used to live here in Maryland and now calls and listens from New Zealand. It's great. Great. So, just got an email here. Let's see who. Oh, okay, great. Thank you, Coles, for sending me an email. Appreciate that. All right, so we started the first hour last time by talking about this Crossman air bow. And you may have seen the video. It's an air gun that uses a burst of compressed air, CO2, to fire an arrow downrange. And the popular video that you see out there is Jim Shockey, who's Crossman sponsors his several TV shows, I guess. And he shot some kind of Asiatic buffalo with this thing and was impressed with the performance of it. So it sparks the interest of people around the country. So Maryland is considering legalizing the air bow for deer, bear, and turkey hunting, as well as small game, everything except waterfowl and things like that, and they're also taking a broader look at air guns for hunting. So, you know, this has sparked a bit of controversy from the pure bow hunters out there who don't want to see this thing in archery season, and that was never the proposal to put this out for archery season. As a matter of fact, specifically it said air guns would be prohibited during the archery only season. So, then the word came out from the Archery Trade Association that Crossman company on this particular equipment, it can't classify it as a bow because there's no string, there's no limbs, it's just an arrow propelled by air, and that their position was that because there is no funding, no Pittman Robertson category for this particular piece of equipment, they couldn't consider it archery equipment, and they were concerned about that lack of federal excise tax being assessed on this piece of equipment because there was no value added to wildlife management in the country. So we started at the end of last hour to talk about Crossman's response to the Archery Trade Association. Since its introduction in January of 2016, Crossman Corporation's Benjamin Pioneer Airbow has captured the attention of rifle hunters seeking a safe and efficient entry into the exciting world of bow hunting. Right there, I think that is, I'm not necessarily an accurate statement, but if that's what they want to say, it's their company. Crossbow owners who are drawn to it for its safe and uncomplicated operation. The Archery Trade Association recently issued a negative position statement on the airbow that contained misstatements about this revolutionary hunting weapon. Contrary to what ATA has stated, Crossman Corporation does pay the required excise tax that goes towards conservation efforts supported by Pittman Robertson funds. Although pneumatic weapons are currently exempt from the tax, the arrows used by the air bow are subject to the tax. So, okay, you spend $1,000 for an air bow, you spend, you know, $100 for a dozen arrows, so your dozen arrows fall under the excise tax, but your $1,000 air bow does not. A little bit of a sleight of hand there by the folks at Crossman. Additionally, because Crossman wants to support conservation efforts along with firearms manufacturers and other archery companies, Crossman is proactively pursuing the removal of the tax exemption for certain large bore pneumatic weapons, including the air bow. They call them large bow pneumatic weapons now. Remember, there's another one out there that fires a 40 caliber pellet or bullet. The airbow may not meet ATA's definition of a, quote, pure archery equipment. However, hunters that currently use archery weapons and firearms continue to petition their state wildlife and legislative leaders to make it a legal alternative to use in their preferred season. Consumers are drawn to the airbow because its performance compares closely to, if not exceeds, most crossbows. Now, that statement right there to me is key. Crossman admits openly in their response to ATA that its performance compares closely to, if not exceeds, most crossbows. Now, I'm not sure what all that means. I'm not sure what all that means. But what it says to me is that they know that this is an alternative to a crossbow that does not require the limbs and a string. And it has basically the same ballistics as a crossbow, which means this is not a piece of equipment that you're going to use to shoot at a deer 100 yards away. And this is the concern of most hunters who see this for exactly what it is. This is a piece of equipment that compares to archery tackle when it comes to kinetic energy and range. And Crossman itself says its performance compares closely to, if not exceeds, most crossbows. I don't know if it's been compared to most crossbows or not. I have a 10-point crossbow that shoots 185 pounds, and I'm not sure. I've never had it speed checked, but I can tell you it's well over 300 feet per second, which is kind of like the gold standard for that type of performance. So I don't know if this shoots an arrow at 300 feet per second from the, I guess you'd call it a muzzle or not. But it's being considered here for Maryland and not in the standard regular archery season, muzzleloader and firearm season only. Furthermore, both consumers and state officials that have experienced the capabilities of the airbow firsthand recognize it as a safe alternative to crossbows. Not sure why you have to have an alternative to crossbows. Professional hunter Jim Shockey stated it best in explaining his support of the Pioneer Airbow. Despite equipment innovations over the years, we hunters have learned to coexist. I believe we've become more accepting of each other, no matter what type of hunting tool we choose. And this is a good thing for the future of our hunting heritage. As hunting equipment manufacturers have innovated, the hunting market has grown. More people have jobs in our industry, and wild places and wild animals are better off. More hunters mean more dollars for wildlife conservation. True. That is true. That is true. Mr. Shockey is also sponsored by the Crossman Corporation. 200 years ago, an air gun helped lead the expansion of the West as part of the Lewis and Clark Corb Discovery Expedition. Today, Crossman Corporation continues the exploration of new territory with pneumatic power, and the air bow is leading the way. Commercial at the end from the folks at Crossman. And so you can read that if you want. BenjaminAirbows.com is the website. And, of course, you can follow them on all the social media as well. So there it is. An arrow propelled by an air gun. CO2 cartridge. What are your thoughts? 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Love to have your thoughts if you're willing to share them. Pepe is standing by the telephone. And you're not restricted to talk about that. You can talk about anything you would like to talk about. Regarding the outdoors, fishing, hunting, and so forth. Now, we just had Richard call from New Zealand. New Zealand, that's where Richard lives, New Zealand, yes. He's the furthest distance away. I believe when my buddy Sam was still alive, he called from Patagonia, which is, where is that? Is that Venezuela, Brazil, somewhere down there, South America, and he also called from... one of the far western provinces. I can't think of the name of it right now. But anyway, New Zealand is by far farthest call away. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's talk a little bit about Clyde Sports Shop. Clyde said that... In the wake of all the attention that was has been placed on these horrific assaults around the world, that their stock of defense weapons has dwindled, and that around the country supplies of semi-automatic firearms has been depleted. So the manufacturers are trying to catch up. So, they're a little short supply. with on the H-bar level, but they're getting some in. I think they got six in the other day, if you're interested in that. But I did see a couple of new firearms from Browning that I've shared with you last hour, and I'll share with you this hour, too. One's called the X-Bolt Hell's Canyon. Beautifully appointed firearm. It's got a muzzle brake. It's bolt action. Got some what they call urban tactical camo. It's pretty cool looking stuff. And it's got a Cerakoted barrel, which is the ultimate in barrel protection, in my opinion. Comes in a beautiful bronze looking finish with this camo. It's a very, very striking looking firearm. It's a bolt action, high caliber weapon. And you can, you know, get that in a variety of big game calibers. Very light. Very light. I can't tell you what the recoil is about, but you know, if you look for something that you're going to be you're going to impress your buddies at camp with, that's the one. Then on the other end of the spectrum, there's the new A-Bolt 3. A-Bolt 3 came out last year with a synthetic stock package with a Redfield scope on it. Some of those are still around, but the new one has a beautiful walnut stock, bolt action, all the popular calibers. Comes with a Nikon 4-12 power scope installed by the factory, and that's available in also some of the most popular high-power calibers that you want to see, and it's extremely reasonably priced for a high-powered rifle. You want to see that high-powered bolt-action rifle. You want to see the A-Bolt 3 package with the walnut stock when you stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. 24-hour fishing hotline for all you fishermen. Of course, Clyde's has everything you need for fishing and crabbing. 410-247-3474. 247-FISH is the hotline number. 242-6108 is the regular phone number. Clyde Sports Shop. Time to book your dove hunt with Upper Bay Gun Club. Hunt over sunflowers on great farms loaded with doves. Dove Hunt runs $150 per person and includes lunch. Hurry, the early dates are filling up fast and space is limited. Hunt deer, waterfowl, and turkeys on private farms with Upper Bay Gun Club. Choose a yearly membership like I did, or call about guided day hunts or even yearly leases. Tom Slavin has decades of experience and can answer all your questions. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for the best hunting of your life. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for Upper Bay Gun Club. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Start your day with Sean and Frank, Maryland's wake-up call. Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring.
Little Johnny Cash there for you. Okay, we've got some callers on the line. We've got Albert in Chestertown. Good morning, Albert. How are you, sir?
How you doing? That's one of my favorite songs right there.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear it.
I mean, that will wake you up.
Oh, yeah, it did. It always does.
You know, a ring of fire will wake you up.
Yep. So what's up, Albert?
I wanted to call about rabbits.
Okay.
I was at my employer's house the other day. He harvested some rabbits last fall.
Right.
And he invited me to a rabbit dinner. And, oh, my God.
They're good, aren't they?
It was delicious.
Yep. How do you cook them?
Well, they put them in a crock pot.
Mm-hmm.
And we had mashed potatoes, and we had corn on the cob, and it was delicious.
Oh, wonderful. I do like rabbits. I've been hunting rabbits and loving rabbits since I was old enough to hunt.
Okay, so what do you think about the rabbit season this year?
What do I think about it? What do you mean?
I mean, do you think there's going to be a good harvest on rabbits?
From everything I'm seeing a lot of rabbits around, yeah. And, I love to go out just by myself and, you know, or a couple guys and go out and kick the brush myself, you know.
And go get four and just...
Yeah, that's what I like to do. But I have been on some hunts recently where the beagles have chased them. And I'll tell you what, that is exciting to see. That's for sure. I went last year with my buddy Charles Rodney. He actually wrote an article about it in one of the rabbit hunting books that featured me, which I thought was pretty interesting.
That's great, but just watch the dogs run.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy. It's crazy. And they take them and they bring them back and they, you know, bat round and round again. But I said to Charles, how many rabbits are you allowed? He goes, four. I said, well, I'll put four shells in here and in my pocket and see how it goes, you know. Well,
you got to put the plug in your gun so you can't put five.
No, I put four shells in my pocket, and I don't think you need to worry about a plug in your shotgun when you're hunting rabbits. That's only migratory game birds, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but either way, it only took me...
I mean, you can cut a little piece of wood, you know, and put it into, make a plug, your own stuff, and so you only hold four.
Oh, yeah, I get that. Sure. Well, I had four shells in my pocket, is what I told him. But I had more than that. I really did. But yeah. I did take three rabbits with three shots, and he was duly impressed. So.
Oh, my God.
Well, good luck out there, Albert.
Well, yeah, that's right. I just want to tell you, I had a good rabbit dinner, man. I mean, it was just 2 days ago.
Wonderful stuff. Did they make gravy? Did they make gravy for those potatoes?
It was gravy on the taters, too, and made gravy from the rabbit, too.
Perfect. All right, sir. Thank you for the call. See ya. Bye-bye. There he goes. David Shrewbury, thanks for waiting. Your comments on the airbow.
Hello, Al. How are you?
Doing good, David. How about you?
Good. Hey, Al, two things I was going to ask you. Or first thing about the airbow. You know, Al, I try to try to keep an open mind because, you know, I was irritated over crossbows, but if you look back, I guess the traditional guys were irritated about me with a compound bow.
Oh, they're irritated about muzzleloaders during the fall and I get that.
And then my other question is, since I don't know much about it, I wonder, too, if it had any application for handicapped people.
Oh, I'm sure it does. I do know this.
I won't be a purist and try to keep an open mind because I think no matter, you know, we've got to, once again, you got to stand together, Alan. You know what I mean?
Well, sure. I'm not opposing this thing. I'm not opposing this thing at all. I'm concerned about the lack of conservation funding. Will it make a difference in the big picture, the deer harvest? Likely not. I mean, we kill 30,000 animals on the highway here in Maryland every year. Okay, so somebody's going to pay $1,000 or more for an air bow. They're going to go out. They're going to be either satisfied or dissatisfied with it. So let's say that 10% are dissatisfied, so they'll set it aside, and let's say 90% are satisfied, so they'll continue to use it. But if they try to use it during the regular archery season, then there's going to be a restriction on it. They'll pay the price for that, you know. And they're loud, from what I understand, when they fire. They're heavy. I've lifted one. As you know, if you've ever fired or lifted a crossbow, they're extremely unwieldy. And I can't imagine how easy they are to reload in a tree stand. I just don't know.
I'm saying is I have to have some consistency in my argument. You know what I mean, Alan?
I do.
You know what I'm saying? So I constantly have to bat myself down because, you know, like I said, how can I condemn that when I'm sure a traditional
Well, sure they did.
Right, you know what I mean?
Sure they did. Look.
Got to be consistent.
Look, here's the deal, okay? I have half a dozen muzzleloaders, a half a dozen bolt action rifles, and a half a dozen shotguns, okay? I've probably got three or four shotguns I can take a deer with. I've got a crossbow. I've got a compound bow. It's whatever I feel like taking out that day. It seriously is, and I feel that way for anybody. If you want to make the investment, if you want to pay $1,000 for a crossbow, you can do that, or more. You want to pay $1,000 for an air bow, or more, you can do that. I know guys that pay $2,000 for a scope because, they want a Swarovski scope. Put a Swarovski scope on your rifle. Feel free.
My second thing, Alan, I want to know if you would have any knowledge, if there's any truth or any validity. So, Alan, I got a little deer spot. When I tell you on the Baltimore County city line, it's in Parkville,
mm-hmm.
It's 44 acres.
Mm-hmm.
And, Alan, on our trail cams, this year, in the last month, I cannot tell you the number of coyotes that have showed up.
Oh, really?
Do not know if it's the same animal. One looks a little mangier than the other.
Can you send me pictures of that off your trail camera?
Absolutely, Al. When I tell you, it's on the Baltimore County, Baltimore City line.
It doesn't surprise me a bit. First coyote I ever saw in Maryland was in Owings Mills.
Huh. And yep. So discussing it with the buddies and stuff like that, the theory, and you know, you've had a discussion about, I think it, don't quote me, I think you said the number, our fawn rate was down 40%, so on and so forth.
Not sure if that's true, but go ahead.
Okay, well, that's my point. I mean, I heard that the fawn rate is, that the deer population is down.
No, the deer population is down from a high of about 300,000 animals to about 190,000 right now. And that's been primarily because of the management practices, the liberal seasons. You know, you can kill 36 deer here in Maryland. And I don't know that has anything to do with the fawning rate or not. I know the harvest rates have been relatively consistent over the past decade of about 100,000 animals a year. So, you know, you got 300,000 animals. You have the potential to double the herd in a year. But we keep knocking them down as hunting, and that's the only reasonable control we have here in Maryland. You know, crop damage permits, they kill about 8,000 a year. Vehicles kill about 30,000 a year. So, you know, something has happened in certain areas to bring that deer population down to to what they're calling now manageable levels. And some areas don't have enough deer and others have way too much. And it's primarily the suburban areas that have the overpopulations of the deer. And you know, if you're a farmer and you don't let people hunt, you can't complain about the deer. Just my opinion.
I think, Alan, that I may have read that in an editor's note in a Peterson's bow hunting talking about the national, don't quote me on it, but my question to you was that there's always been this myth and theory, and I always wanted to know if there was any validity to it, that the insurance companies had something to do with this reintroduction of the coyote.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Okay.
It's the natural progression of the way the range of the eastern coyote has been, has come into Maryland. That's the number one thing. Were coyotes introduced in a limited number in Maryland? Yes, they were. The fox chasers had paid some trappers a number of years ago to go out to the west and bring coyotes in for them to, it was a little more sporting for them to chase a coyote than a fox. I do know, and that did not necessarily add to the propagation of the eastern coyote. We have coyotes in every county. So.
Got it. Alan, does a coyote, and the other thing is we've heard that once a coyote really moves in, that your red-tailed fox population goes down. Is there any validity to that?
No, they're mortal enemies, and coyotes will kill a red fox every chance they get. And they're the bane of trappers. They're difficult to trap. And, you know, red fox, when it's caught by a humane foothold trap and encounters a coyote, the coyote will invariably kill it and maul it to the point where the fur trappers, you know, has to deal with a ruined pelt. So they hate coyotes as well.
But they can coexist then, right?
To some degree, but the red fox and the coyotes are not necessarily handshake buddies.
Okay, because we were wondering, like, if they moved out, that would be a really good sign. You see a lot less of them if the coyote had made a state, you know what I mean?
You'll see a lot less red fox if the coyotes are established.
I gotcha. Okay, well, you've answered all my questions this morning, and carry on.
All right, brother. Thank you, David. Appreciate the call.
See you now.
Yeah, bye-bye. There he goes. We got Bill and Glen Burnie. Bill, good morning. How are you? Thanks for holding on.
Good. You got a really good show there. I really like it.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
I want to ask you about suppressors for your hunting rifle.
Mm-hmm.
Are they legal, and can you get them anywhere?
Yes. As far as I know, they are legal. I have seen them at certain places. You're in Glen Burnie. Why not stop by Clyde's and ask them?
Okay.
You know where Clyde's is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get my fishing supplies in there.
Well, there you go. I would ask them what the availability is. I know suppressors are available for shotguns, and I'm pretty sure they are. I'm sure they're legal for shotguns. I am not totally 100% sure on the firearms, on the rifles, on the high-powered rifles.
I'm wondering if you got one, if they're legal for hunting.
Oh, that's the question. That's the question. That's a good question I need to check out.
The reason I asked is I was reading American Rifle because I'm an NRA member. And
sure.
They made that magazine.
Yeah.
And they were showing these suppressors that you can put right on the end of your pistol or rifle.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Exactly. We had a couple on the auction table at the first Maryland Hunting Coalition event in 2015. We had coupons there for, I think, 50% off the purchase of a 12-gauge shotgun suppressor. So, you know, they are making a stand. They've got a big lobbying effort going on nationwide to make suppressors legal. Some states have, you know, blatantly said they're illegal. I'm not sure what Maryland has to say about it. I'll have to investigate that a little bit for you.
Yeah, the reason I was interested in them was last year when I was bow hunting. Not
yep.
bow hunting, but rifle hunting.
Right.
There was about 10 deer in this herd.
Right.
And they were only 50 yards away.
Yeah.
And I fired at one of them, and the rest of them, I think it hurts their ears. It's so loud.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And they take off like a scalded hound.
No, sure. That's what they do. They're very, very noise-conscious animals, no question.
And the other deer had that, and it's hard to get them to come out again.
Mm-hmm. Did you get one?
Yeah.
Well, good. There you go. You got your deer for the day.
I got one with a bow and one with a muzzleloader.
Wow, you were an all-around hunter last year. Congratulations.
Well, we go down, a friend of mine, we go down we go down the beginning of bow season when muzzle loader comes in.
Uh-huh.
And you start off with bow, and then you go to the muzzle loader.
Gotcha. Yep.
And by then, you're pretty well aware of where the deer are at.
Oh, yeah. That's a good tactic. That's for sure.
Okay, I want to thank you again for your show. I think it's excellent for crabbers and fishermen and hunters.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the comment there, Bill. Appreciate that. Been doing it 28 years.
I know. You used to have a turkey federation, didn't you?
Huh?
Then you start the turkey
federation? No. I started the Maryland Hunting Coalition, and we're still very active, even as far as a week ago or so. We've been interacting with members of the General Assembly, and we continue to do so on a year-round basis. Maryland Hunting Coalition.
How's that going?
Going great. We've got a big dove hunt coming up on September 17th. We're limiting it to 50 guys. The folks that are the Upper Bay Gun Club are providing four or five farms loaded with sunflowers for us to hunt doves over. We're going to have a pig picking, and it's going to be a great time for everybody on the Upper Eastern Shore if you want to go. And then we're also giving away a Kubota RTV. I don't know how active you are online, Bill, but, you know, you can check out the website if you want, mdhuntingcoalition.org.
MD Hunting
Coalition.
Coalition.
C-O-A-L-I-T-I-O-N.org.
.org. Okay, that's very interesting.
Yep. We just submitted legislation, sought the sponsors, got them, and we just passed a bill here in the 2016 General Assembly to increase the poaching fines in Maryland.
Oh.
Substantially.
You know the book you get from hunting in Maryland?
Yeah.
You get it every year when you
yeah.
get a license?
Yeah.
Could you put something in there about that?
Yeah, it's in there.
It is?
Yep. Go back to the deer section. On the bottom of one of the pages, there's a quarter-page ad there that has a deer on it. It's a bright yellow ad, and it talks about increasing fines for poachers. It's got the MD Hunting Coalition website listed right there at the bottom.
Oh, I'm going to have to check it. I learned a lot when you're
shooting. There you go. All right, brother.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Bill. See you. Bye-bye. And we got John in Delaware, then we'll take a break. Good morning, John. How are you, sir? Hello, John. Did you stick with me? John? Hello? John in Delaware. Call me back, buddy. 410-WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. John's not there, right? He's not there. Okay. All right. Well, in that case, we will take a little break here, and I'll tell you, folks, this is going to be, sadly, for now, this is going to be the last commercial for the time being for Papa John's in Yes, it is Papa John's in Severn. Summer. Summer's winding down, believe it or not. Time for picnics and family get-togethers and camping trips. We've got another month or so to go. Summer is corn on the cob, steamed crabs, and fresh tomatoes. Summer is cold, juicy watermelons, and that summer temperatures are going to prevail through September, I'm sure. But, you know, you need to go and check out Schillinger Family at Papa John's Farm. Now, if you like crabs and you like corn, steam them together like the Schillingers do. Hot corn, crab spice on it. You put your crabs in, layer crabs, layer crabs, layer crabs, seasoning, seasoning, seasoning. Layer corn on top, put the seasonings on there, put the lid on there, and let her eat. Steam that corn right with the crabs, and man, you got some good eating right there. Hot corn with crab spice on it. If you enjoy your time outdoors with great-tasting food, head to Schillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn. They don't sell crabs. They've got the corn. They've got the super sweet corn. Had some this past week, as a matter of fact. Homegrown tomatoes, had some of those. Squash, zucchini, peppers, onions, lima beans, green beans, cucumbers, mouthwatering cantaloupes, peaches, plums, sweet watermelons, sweet cantaloupes. Papa John's is located just off I-97 at exit 12, 8065 New Cut Road in Severn. Here's that phone number if you need a big pile of corn for a church event or family reunion, 410-969-8810. Papa John's Farm is open every day, Monday to Saturday, 9 to 7, Sunday 9 to 6. Phone number, 410-969-8810. Schillinger, Papa John's Farm, it will grow on you. Hey, for great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. Hey, let me tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. If you're a crabber, you're a fisherman, and you need something, anything for crabbing, anything for fishing, stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They've got all the crab traps, 4 or 5 different varieties, the pots, the hotels. They've got the baskets with the lids. They've got the steamers. They've got the seasoning. They've got the trot lines. They've got the bait. Yeah, they have everything for crabbing and fishing. And you know what? They also have the great Browning firearms. I've been telling you about a couple different ones. There's A-Bolt 3. It's a great walnut stock combo package with a 4-12 Nikon scope installed by the factory. The price is fantastic, available in many high-powered calibers that we can use for deer, bears, elk, whatever you want to use it for. And then there's the cream of the cream, and that is the new X-Bolt Hell's Canyon. This thing is beautiful. It's got a camo finish on it. It's called Urban Tactical or something like that. And it also has a Cerakote barrel. It's a bronze finish looking thing. It's got a suppressor, a barrel suppressor on the end, ported barrel suppressor on the end. Not a suppressor. What's the word I'm looking for? Yeah, I guess you'd call it that. It's a ported thing that reduces the recoil. But it's a beautiful gun. Go see it. It's called the X-Bolt Hell's Canyon, available in great high power calibers as well. Clyde Sports Shop. Go see all this. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That number is 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. Hey, Maryland's Upper Eastern Shore has a rich tradition for dove and waterfowl, deer and turkey hunting, and now you can hunt over a dozen Upper Shore farms with Upper Bay Gun Club. Choose a yearly membership, like I did, and hunt all season long, or call about guided day hunts with Upper Bay Gun Club, or even yearly leases. Tom Slavin has decades of experience and can answer all your questions. Give Tom a call at 443-309-3788 for the best hunting of your life. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for Upper Bay Gun Club. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know, Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number 1, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
This is Les Consolving. Join me every Sunday night, 10 to 1, for Uninhibited Radio on Talk Radio 688 WCBM.
I'm on a first name basis. basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got Bud baits and Zara spoots, pumpkin seeds and flutes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
All right, let's talk Chuck in Hempstead. Good morning, Chuck. How you doing, brother?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. So what's up?
Oh, I just wanted to call because I hadn't heard you mention it to remind everybody about the Hunter Social next week.
The Hunter Social, absolutely. I'm glad you reminded me. It's next Saturday. I believe it starts at 9, right?
Yep, 9 to 3.
And that's at Mayberry Gun Club, Mayberry Bow Range, up there in Mayberry, Maryland, up outside of Westminster. Do you have the address in front of you there, Chuck?
No, I don't, but it's the Mayberry Game Protective Association.
Mayberry Game Protective Association. Maybe I have that somewhere. Hold on a second. Nope, don't have it with me. But to find out about it, you just go to just Google Maryland QDMA, Quality Deer Management Association, and from everything I've heard, some of the principals were telling me that there's been a lot of interest generated locally, and that's a pretty good thing. So you're going to be there, right?
Yeah, for the Physically Challenged Bow Hunters.
Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America. I'll be there with the Maryland Hunting Coalition.
Right.
So
I'm sending word to a lot of guys I know that they've gone to the Facebook page and have shown interest.
Yeah, I've got to put that on the Coalition Facebook page as well. So I don't know, did you post it on there?
Me?
Yeah, did you mention on the Hunting Coalition page?
I haven't posted on the Coalition page.
No, well, you're welcome to do so. Let me get with our social media coordinator, who just bought a new truck, a new Honda Ridgeline, and she's having it outfitted for deer hunting. So we'll see how that goes. Yeah.
So should we drive it in style?
Not driving in style. Yeah, a Honda Ridgeline. So, yep, that'll be good. So, yeah, I'll put it up there. I'll put it up there soon and make sure that people know about the coalition and you're going to be there and, you know, good times going to be had by all. I've just been covered up busy trying to get the fall issue of the Hunting Quarterly to the press. And
figured when you sent me the email and wanted Bob's last name.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know if Bob made this one, but, you know, we got his picture and we'll get him in there. So I can't remember. There were a lot of pictures and a lot of stuff going on. So let's see what we can do.
Did you put the story about Dayton in the book?
I did not. Nope. I need to get that back from you again and get another link to it and get that put in. I'll put that in the next issue as well. So just overwhelmed, buddy. Just overwhelmed. We came off of getting the Crab magazine to the printer the 1st of July. Been delivering that for a couple of weeks, and then that overlapped the Hunting Quarterly, which is one of the biggest issues of the year, the fall issue, and just AEA, my friend, AEA. That stands for Ain't Enough Allen.
Yeah.
So, yep.
Yeah. Well, and just to let you know, our friend Dayton, quad amputee.
Yes.
He's in the World Championships for cornhole right now.
World Championships.
Yeah, and last I know, he made it to the top 64, I think.
Wow. That is a remarkable young man. I met that guy. Robin says, good morning, Chuck, by the way, just so you know.
Oh, good morning, Bob.
Yeah. So, Dayton is a remarkable young man, a quadriplegic, and he's in the World Cornhole Championship. He's quite a guy, no question.
He is, and he's smiling the whole time.
Indeed. So, all right, brother. Well, I'll be in touch with you.
Okay, good.
Thanks, Chuck. Thanks for weighing in. Bye-bye. There he goes. Let's talk to Larry in Towson. Good morning, Larry. How are you doing?
Okay. I took my annual trip down to Chrisfield to do some fishing. I just wanted to give you a field report down there. We were looking for more croaker, so we were the fishing wasn't great down there. We were bottom fishing.
Okay.
And but we went south looking for fish, and we went into Virginia. I think it was between Tangier Island and Hops or Hobbs Island.
Okay.
We were catching some sharks, and they were so fun to catch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's sharks down there. No question. What kind of sharks were you catching? Lemon sharks, let me guess. Lemon sharks?
I don't know what the kind they were. We looked it up in the book, but we just figured they were sand sharks.
They could have been sand sharks. They could have been duskies. They could have been lemon sharks. Yep, that could have been any of that. So, yep.
Yeah, they're so fun because, gosh, the lines go left and you can see the line traveling left and right,
yeah,
forwards and backwards when you catch them, and they're so pretty when you catch them. They're gorgeous, and their skin is so nice.
And you got did they have a little gold to them?
There was a shimmering kind of multicolor, I don't know, I'd say rainbow.
Okay, gotcha. Well, at least you had a good time, right?
Yeah, great time. They're so strong, too. You got what do you call the side fins? The dorsal fins?
No, the dorsal's the top.
What's the side fins called? Anyway, who cares? You got to hold them between the gills when the side fins.
Yeah, of course.
They're so strong. It's like, man, you got to hold that. Well, I'm a little older, so I got to really grip them tight with two hands.
Right, right.
I wanted to say one thing about Chrisfield. Last Wednesday we arrived, and there was the crab and the clam bake down there with all the politicians.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't go to it, but it was fun to see. It was still going on, but there weren't a lot of charter boats going out. I don't know what it is. It seems like it's continuing to decline in the charter boat fishing down there.
Well, Chrisfield's in decline. Chrisfield took a hit from Sandy, a big hit, and they haven't recovered. They haven't recovered yet. Seafood industry is doing okay, but nothing like it was in the heyday. If you've ever been to town, it's not as busy as it used to be. I've been down there during the week and delivering the Crab magazine down there. I've got a number of customers down there, including the Chamber of Commerce. And, you know, the events, well, if you were there this past week, it was awful hot, though. I mean, people tend to stay in the air conditioning when it's awful hot. But I like Chrisfield. We've eaten at the restaurants there. We enjoy them. We've been to some of the gift shops, and I've personally been in the wholesale business, you know, the soft crab businesses and the crab wholesalers and that type of thing. But it's not a booming town like it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Anyway, yeah, pectoral. My buddy Tom just sent the word pectoral in. That's the word I was grasping for. Pectoral fins. Okay, thanks, Larry.
Bye.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. Well, there he went. He caught some